This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Revisions made recently by the Trump administration to the Endangered Species Act are minimal, common sense changes. But according to Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller, it's apparently enough for State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to file his 50th lawsuit against the president.
So the administration, you know, first, it's quite interesting. When we talk ESA, you know, it's sacred territory and we can't do anything to the act. It's got to stay just like it is, except to be enhanced to let more species on.
Stuhlmiller says the revisions are something the ESA needs.
And so what the Trump administration's doing now is what we've been asking for a long time. Kind of goes back to my mantra of just give us a fair shake and we'll be fine. Just don't stack the deck against us.
He says the ESA has, for the most part, been a one-way street.
So with the ESA, I won't say it's easy to get a species on the list, but as we have seen, thousands of species can be added, and then the removal is really, really difficult. I think you can probably on one or two hands name the species, you know, most of us would recognize that have been removed, the bald eagle in one.
So Stuhlmiller says, why wouldn't we?
But the status review is just that. So we do it with all of our things. Why do you check your bank account on a monthly basis or weekly or whatever? Did I overdraw or did I not, right? You know, do I need to add money from savings to checking?
Tune in tomorrow for more on Stuhlmiller's take on revisions to the Endangered Species Act.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.